emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777 or biglou.com.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Uncertainty over tariffs growing again after another hike kicked in. The cost of importing steel and aluminum doubled from 25 to 50% today. ABC's Karen Travers says another deadline looms for trade deals just over a month away.
The administration continues to negotiate trade deals, and they're saying to trade partners all around the world, give us your best offer. We are 35 days out from the end of that 90-day pause. And the president told me himself, at the end of that, if trade deals are not reached with those countries, the tariffs will go into effect.
President Trump, in a social media post, says he spoke briefly with Russia's Vladimir Putin today and says the Russian leader signaled he will have to respond to Ukraine's recent strikes on Russian military airfields. Trump has since removed that social media post. Nebraska's Governor Jim Pillen signed a measure into law today banning transgender students from girls' sports. Nebraska joins nearly two dozen other states that have implemented similar bans. This is ABC News. The U.S. and Israeli-backed aid group that took over food and aid distribution in Gaza has suspended operations today. The Gaza Humanitarian Foundation admits they were not prepared for the influx of people coming to the sites and the chaos that's led to injuries and deaths after Israeli forces have fired what it calls warning shots. More from ABC's Ian Panel.
Part of the problem is that you've still got thousands, tens of thousands of people having to travel by foot across Gaza through designated routes, but it's an active war zone. These are highly dangerous areas, and people are having to travel at night because the aid sites open at 0500 in the morning.
Dollar General Stores says wealthier shoppers are coming through its doors. The discount chain just reported record sales last quarter and says there's been an uptick in middle and higher income customers. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. June is Men's Mental Health Month, and my guy, it's time to talk. Men today face immense pressure to perform, to provide, to keep everything together. So it's no wonder that 6 million men in the U.S. suffer from depression every year. Men are also less likely to seek therapy than women, which means depression among men often goes underdiagnosed. If you're a man and you're feeling the weight of the world, the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. Talk to someone, anyone, a therapist, a friend, a loved one, because real strength comes from being honest about what you're carrying and doing something about it. Therapy can help you find your way, and BetterHelp makes it easy to start. Take a short online quiz and connect with a qualified therapist from the privacy of home. Every man deserves better. Visit BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio for 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ABC Radio.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayler. At the Capitol, Democrats propose a safe summer package of gun safety measures. Representative Sheila Stubbs of Madison says too many guns fall into the hands of young people.
Just 2 weeks ago, one of my relatives was critically injured in Beloit and had to be med flighted right here to Madison, and he is still fighting for his life. He's only 17 years old and was shot by a 15-year-old.
Bills include universal background checks on all gun purchases, reinstating a 48-hour waiting period on handgun purchases, red flag laws to allow law enforcement to take guns from persons deemed a risk to themselves and others, and restrictions on so-called ghost guns. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation warns of a new phishing scam.
Consumers are receiving texts which claim to be from the State Division of Motor Vehicles. The phishing texts warn of a final notice or an unpaid traffic violation and attempts to get you to click on fraudulent links or reveal personal information. To avoid falling victim, be suspicious of demands for money or urgency. Never share personal info with unsolicited emails or messages, and never engage with a suspicious caller or click on any links in a text message. Shawn Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
While school is out for the summer, Wisconsin kids and families who rely on school meals have options to keep healthy and fed. Amanda Cullen with the State Department of Public Instruction says schools and nonprofits across Wisconsin are running summer meal programs.
We have public and private school food authorities, residential, public and private nonprofit summer camps, colleges and universities. There's a summer meals finder that if they put their address in, it will show the sites that are near them. And then they can contact the sponsors to find out, you know, the dates and times that they're offering meals.
You can find a summer food program near you online at dpi.wi.gov.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We are going to have a little more of that Canadian wildfire smoke in the air into this afternoon, but it's actually going to get better here later today and into later this week. Mostly sunny this afternoon, mid to upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 52 tomorrow, sunshine with a high near 77. If your bathroom is due for a remodel, why not get what you've always wanted for $99 a month interest-free at BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Now, here's your host, Jesse Allen.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to AOA. Mike Adams sitting in today and this week for Jesse Allen. He'll be back with you next week. He's taking some vacation time this week. Good to be with you, and we have another busy program. We are going to be talking markets and economic news, trade, and a lot of things a little bit later on with Arlen Suderman with StoneX. World Pork Expo getting underway in Des Moines. Susan Littlefield will give us a report from there. We'll also be talking to Darren Kopic with the Ag Retailers Association. A lot happening there with the different proposals by the government, how that will impact production, agriculture, and crop inputs in general. We'll talk about that on our program today. So that's all coming up. But first, to help us celebrate June Dairy Month, we're happy to have with us Michael Dykes, who is the president and CEO of International Dairy Foods Association. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
A lot going on with dairy right now, and, you know, with all the I guess in some quarters, angst, if you will, about MAHA proposals and how that's going to affect agriculture. But there are some positive developments happening with dairy and getting more dairy products into our schools and available to kids, and just some things in general that are very positive.
You know, Mike, it is an exciting time to be in dairy. It's an exciting time to be in dairy if you're a dairy farmer. It's a very good time. If you're in dairy as a dairy processor, it's a very good time. And it's a great time for consumers. We're coming into summer. This is ice cream season. We are super excited. Today we're going to be serving ice cream at the White House with President Trump and the political appointees. About 4,000 people expected to be there. I remember companies are donating ice cream, so it is a great day. You mentioned MAHA and some of the other excitement. It's been over a decade since we were allowed, permitted to sell whole milk into the schools for our school children. Whole milk, 2% of the top milk sales by volume in the country. And just yesterday, The Senate Agriculture Committee unanimously approved whole milk for healthy kids, putting whole milk back into the schools. It passed the House last Congress 330-99 or something like that. So we are well on our way to making whole milk in the schools a reality. It's an exciting time, very exciting time. So lots of things happening in dairy, Mike.
It wasn't that long ago, just a few years ago. It seemed like everything was kind of working against you. Something we'd always kind of taken for granted, milk in schools. It seemed like you were fighting headwinds, and you had all kinds of competition with other drinks, and it seemed like the government wasn't really backing you. And so things have really turned around.
Oh, turned around is remarkable. You know, fat was going to clog your arteries. Fat was going to kill you tomorrow if you ate it today. Now we're back, and even the MAHA report is saying that fat and not all fats created equal. The fat in dairy and put it in the whole matrix is beneficial to you. We know that many of our vitamins, A, D, E, and K, are fat soluble. So dairy is ounce per ounce probably the most affordable, nutritious product that there is to consume. The other good thing about dairy, if you think about it, Mike, it's in every eating occasion. Even if you just sit down and have a cup of coffee, if you have it with cream, you're having dairy. If you have your meal, you've got cheese, you've got milk, you've got butter, you've got cream, you've got all kinds of products from dairy throughout the day and every meal. So we are super excited. Yogurt for breakfast, you name it, Mike. It's a great time to be in dairy, and our consumption is growing. Food milk was up last year, turned around and declining for the last 10 years. Cheese continues to drive the bus. We eat about 42 pounds of cheese per person per year. It is absolutely remarkable. And as a result of that, capital flows with progress. We are looking at about $8 to $9 billion in infrastructure spend for new dairy processing facilities. So it's a remarkable turnaround, Mike.
Well, that's great to hear. We're talking with Michael Dykes, President and CEO of the International Dairy Foods Association. You mentioned the passage of the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act. Now, tell us what this will mean. What will we see with the passage of this bill?
Well, in the past, USDA has regulated what schools can serve in the school meals, breakfast and lunch, and has been contained to skim milk and 1%. With this bill, it will be the schools can also offer 2% in whole milk now, which is a dramatic change. And we all know, as I said, what kids are accustomed to at home is 2% in whole milk, because that's the number one and number two selling items in the food milk category. So they'll be able to enjoy the same delicious milk at school that they're able to enjoy at home. So that's the significance of this. Again, that's the Senate. You can believe this, Mike, passed the Senate Agriculture Committee unanimously. I don't think too many other things passed unanimously. Last year, in the House of Representatives, it passed 330, I think, to 99. But we don't see those kind of vote counts for anything in this town, not in this current environment. So we are optimistic with yesterday's action in the Senate that this will now clear the Senate calendar and will clear the House calendar and will become law.
Well, it sounds like a lot of momentum behind it, that's for sure. With that, it is hard to get bipartisan support for about anything these days. Now, looking ahead, this summer, maybe early fall, the dietary guidelines coming out, what are you hoping for there?
Well, again, the MAHA report, and Kennedy has said that the dietary guidelines were way too complicated. They want to make sure that they're changed. He's thinking, I believe he said dietary guidelines of maybe 10 pages or less. I think the draft was like 500 pages or something. So we expect that sometime in August, as you said, late summer, early fall. Very positive things in there about nutrient-dense foods, very positive things in there about the benefits of fat, especially for young growing children. So we are optimistic that the dietary guidelines will come out, and again, the dairy will be in a favorable position. You know, one of the other things that I think dairy fits in so well with this current environment, Mike, is we're looking to produce more stuff in America. We're looking to consume American goods. Mike Adams, there's not a better example of that than dairy. Produced here in America on America's dairy farmers, with farm families who care about their cows, who care about their land, who care about the environment because they live there, they live in it. So it's made in America by American farmers, processed, turned into delicious products, packaged, distributed by American processors for American consumers. There isn't a better example of made in America than dairy.
And you, as we've talked about, you've got some real momentum now behind you, and hoping also then to be able to even expand our dairy exports, right, our dairy products to other countries.
We certainly are, Mike, and we are pleased with the relationship we have with the U.S. Trade Representative's office. We export today about 18% of the milk that we produce. We want to expand that. There isn't another country with more productive dairy farmers than the United States of America. So we're working to find opportunities to expand our exports, diversify our markets to every opportunity we get.
Very good. Michael, good to talk with you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me, Mike. Appreciate you.
Take care. Michael Dykes, President and CEO of the International Dairy Foods Association, here on AOA.
Your car has the power to help save lives. An unwanted or unused car in almost any condition. Discover how donating your car can make a lasting impact in the fight against breast cancer. Can there be a world where breast cancer is a thing of the past? That world may be within reach, and your car donation can help us get there. Simply call 1-800-778-4167. Your donation will support Susan G. Komen's vital work in research, care, community, and action. Your contribution fuels groundbreaking research, supports patients and their families, and raises awareness about prevention and early detection. Donating your unwanted or unused car is simple and fast. We take care of everything, including a free pickup and all the paperwork at your convenience. Call 1-800-778-4167. And the best part? Your donation qualifies for a tax deduction. Remember, your car donation has the power to transform lives, providing hope and healing to those affected by this devastating disease. So why wait? Call 1-800-778-4167. Help accelerate the cure for breast cancer. Your wheels, their hope.
Agriculture is a busy job, and it requires you to constantly be on the go. That's why Farm and Ranch Media and our brands, American Ag Network, AOA, and Market Talk, are here to provide you with the latest news and information that impacts your operation. We'll keep you up to date with the latest market information, ag news, weather, and more from here at home and around the world. Thanks for listening, and stay farm informed with Farm and Ranch Media.
80 million listeners depend on AM radio to always be on, delivering news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports you can trust. AM radio also delivers vital emergency information when you need it most. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
Welcome back to AOA. Mike Adams sitting in this week for Jesse Allen. Good to have with us now the president and CEO of the Ag Retailers Association. We welcome Darren Kopic back to the program. Darren, good to talk to you again.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Good to be back.
Well, plenty to talk about, right? Never a shortage of issues and challenges. And We just talked with Michael Dykes with the International Dairy Foods Association. Some positive things coming out of the MAHA recommendations for dairy, but some concerns in your industry, right, for some of our crop protection products and inputs. So what are you looking at there, and how are you dealing with it?
Well, we certainly are concerned with some of the issues that are in there about how we raise our food. The most concerning one that's kind of buried in the report is a suggestion that we give some consideration to moving beyond just scientific factors in our evaluation of pesticides, and that we start looking at maybe some non-scientific things before we approve them. We've seen what happens in Europe when that happens, and political considerations get involved in a pesticide label. And, you know, to set aside the science-based, risk-based regulatory system we've had for those products for decades would be really ill-informed and have some bad impacts on the industry.
You know, when I saw the report and the recommendations and saw some of the stories, you know, around glyphosate, it brought back a lot of memories of all the years of challenges and reviews and studies. You know, I don't know how much more you can study something. I mean, is there something new, or have they found something new, or why do you think we're starting this again?
It's the long legacy of RFK's career in court challenging pesticides and suing pesticide companies. And so you get that kind of history together with some of the other folks in and around the White House that contributed to the report, this whole business of AI sources that don't even exist that are being cited in the report. It's pretty crazy. But for glyphosate specifically, I mean, you're right. Every regulator in the world has studied this stuff, including Europe, including Canada, including Australia, including us, including Brazil, and all found it safe. And yet because of one UN subcommittee recommendation years ago, the trial lawyers are still having a field day, and we've got Bayer kind of on the ropes about whether they're going to manufacture the product in the States anymore.
Talking with Darren Coppe, President and CEO of the Ag Retailers Association. Darren, it's one thing if you have to get rid of something, but you have to have something that can replace it. I mean, what's agriculture looking at if some of these products are taken away?
Well, that's part of the problem, or a huge part of the problem, is that there's really no replacement for some of those technologies. You can switch from a Roundup Ready to an Enlist or to a Ingenia or just some other kind of or Liberty, some kind of a platform. But if this kind of stuff continues, where a product can make its way through the regulatory process, be deemed as safe, be widely used, have no health effects out there whatsoever that have been documented, and yet that product is still taken away because of trial lawyers and political concerns, what company is going to want to bring forward new products into that kind of an unpredictable regulatory environment? And so I'm as concerned about the pipeline in the out years as I am about losing products that we have in the toolbox today.
Where does it all stand right now? I mean, are we looking at some big changes in the near future, or is this something that would be a long ways down the road? What's the timetable on this?
So the report that came out was merely an analysis of the situation and them kind of identifying, here's what we think the issues are that are causing all of these issues with America not being healthy. And, you know, farmers certainly are in favor of America being healthy. That's why we grow the food that we grow. But the next step in the process is 90 days down the road, there will be a set of recommendations that come from this same group about, all right, here's what we're going to do about the issues we found in the report. And there's still plenty of opportunity for mischief in that process. The administration was pretty roundly criticized for not even asking agriculture to be involved, other than Secretary Rollins, in the first draft. And they've commented publicly that they're going to consult us as they develop these recommendations. Hopefully we'll be able to get this in a place that really does make America healthy without damaging our food production system.
And what role, you mentioned Secretary Rollins, what are you hearing from her and USDA on this?
Well, they were involved, she was involved in the initial part of it. She's a member of that commission. And from what we've understood, her input and that of EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin had toned back what were originally going to be some pretty scary recommendations. I did not see those early drafts, so that's just anecdotal. But I think that Secretary Rollins in particular had a big hand in making sure that it wasn't any worse than it was.
Yeah, it makes me wonder how bad that could have been. I mean, how drastic a change that could be. And if, do you think you can avoid something that draconian, or do you think that's still on the table?
Well, it depends on how seriously they took the message from Ag's response this first time. I'm optimistic that we're going to have an opportunity to contribute to what the final recommendations are, and that they may focus their efforts in some other areas, knowing that we have a really good regulatory process already in place at EPA for these products, and maybe focus on some other areas where, like Michael Dykes mentioned, some areas where we could actually make some progress.
Is that the area where their focus, are they saying the regulatory process is not doing a good job?
So it was a very passive remark in the report that we should give some consideration to adding non-scientific factors to our regulatory process. But once you open that door for anything that isn't a science-based regulatory system, you erode the whole foundation underneath it and open the door for lots of things that are going to interfere with that process functioning and delivering safe products to the market.
Yeah, that sounds almost like so I could be lead to chaos at some point.
I think you're right. And like I mentioned earlier, if I'm a developer company, a technology company trying to bring new products to market, and I've got a regulatory system that is now including things that aren't science in the approval process, and I'm looking at a 10 or 11-year time horizon and several hundred million dollars to bring a new product to market, I'm probably going to have second thoughts about whether I want to make that investment or not.
There's also the court of public opinion, because there's always skepticism around something you don't know or know about, and we know a lot of our consumers don't know that much about how their food is produced, and there's, you know, skepticism about big companies and things like that. So there's a public opinion aspect to this as well.
I think so. And we just have to continue to try to tell the story. You know, if people are concerned about big companies, or at least say they are, but given the investment that's got to be made in order to develop a new product and bring it to market, small companies can't afford to do that. They can't afford to take that risk and put that much money on the table not knowing what the outcome is going to be. So we can't be afraid of big companies bringing new technology to market. That's the pathway by which it often comes.
What are you hearing from the companies producing these products?
Well, they're also concerned about what could have been in the MAHA report. CropLife America, our allies here and that we share an office with, really made an incredible effort to make sure that their voice was heard as that report came out. And I think it was a pretty effective deal. But they're certainly keeping their eyes on it, as are we, for what happens in the next 90 days as the report becomes recommendations.
Yeah. It will be interesting to see how much input you get. I mean, obviously, this is going to be these are pretty serious discussions. And how much input does agriculture get, and how do you think they will be listened to? That seems to be key moving forward.
I'm eager to see that answer, too. I'll tell you, Mike, my phone hasn't rang yet. I don't have the invitation in my email box yet. But we're early on in the process of developing the report, and so there's plenty of time for them to extend the invitation and for us to engage.
And I'm sure a lot of farmers are wondering, you know, how are they, what changes may they see in how they farm in the next few years and what they can use or not use?
Right. If we start losing products like glyphosate, or we've already lost chlorpyrifos for other reasons, that's going to impact how the farmers operate and what their profitability is going to be. We're already working with CropLife and CPDA and others in helping farmers and advisors understand what the Endangered Species Act label changes that are coming will mean for them. So that's also one that I think has turned out well. It's going to help species, but it's also something that farmers and applicators can do. But there's always something new headed down the pipe.
So you're dealing with uncertainty at this point.
You got it.
Well, we'll see how it plays out. It will be interesting, and hopefully you get a seat at that table and your voice will be heard. Darren, good to talk with you again. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you, Mike.
Darren Kopic, President and CEO of the Ag Retailers Association. We'll talk markets next with Arlen Sudeman here on AOA.
You work hard to provide a better life for your family. The only problem is that you now have a tax bill that you can't afford to pay. The IRS is now threatening to garnish your wages and put a levy on your bank account. You can't ignore the IRS. They won't go away on their own. You need help, and you need it now. Give us a call now, and we'll create a plan of action for you that we guarantee will work. Stop the harassing phone calls. Stop the threatening letters. Stop wage garnishments. Stop any bank levies. And most importantly, put an end to your tax nightmare once and for all. If you have a tax debt of $10,000 or more, call the tax pros at United Tax Fix today. Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-337-8179. That's 800-337-8179. 800-337-8179. Call now.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Milk markets are lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, July milk down 31 to 1891. August down 12 to 1918. September down 11 to 1928. October down 9 at 1912. Live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly higher today as the market's hopeful that fundamental support will arise later this week. Even though no cash cattle trade has developed and boxed beef prices are mixed, there's some short covering involved as well. Hog markets moving mostly higher with the exception of the nearby month, which is at resistance levels. With strong cash prices and an improvement in consumer demand, hogs are moving mostly higher. June live cattle up 225 to 218.22. August feeder cattle up 270 to 303.92. June hogs down 15 cents to 100.07. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly higher. Weather's the key today, with forecast models hinting that a high-pressure ridge will build into the central U.S. around the middle of June. That would provide warmer and drier weather. And that was just enough of an excuse for some of the funds and traders to cover short positions to move prices higher. July corn up 2.5 to 441. New crop up 5.5 to 444. July beans up 5.5 to 1046 and a quarter. New crop up 4.25 to 1025 and three quarters. July wheat up 7.25 to 543 and a quarter.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Don't miss it. Don't even be late for the 2025 Northern Wisconsin State Fair, July 9th through the 13th in Chippewa Falls. It's everything you love. Delicious food, wild rides, free attractions, and barnyard favorites. Check out Lion & Kugel's main stage with Montgomery Gentry featuring Eddie Montgomery, Hairball, Flo Rida, and Foreigner. Get your tickets now at NWSFA.com. We'll see you at the fair.
Partners.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
Welcome back to AOA. Mike Adams sitting in this week for Jesse Allen. We're joined now by the Chief Commodities economist for StoneX, Arlen Suderman. Always enjoy talking to Arlen. Thanks for being with us, Arlen.
Glad to be back here, Mike.
All right. Well, we have lots to talk about. There's been a lot of things happening. I've been anxious to get your thoughts and opinions on. And you know, everybody talking about tariffs and agriculture, always concerned about tariffs, of course. My feeling has been kind of a wait and see. I mean, we always talk about wanting free trade and fair trade, but we know we haven't had it. We have to pay tariffs. Other countries tariff us. I don't know if this is the right approach or not, but at least we're not just hoping for something to change. It hasn't changed in a long time. Pros and cons. There's so much uncertainty because we don't know what's on, what's lifted, what's delayed, how much the levels seem to change. But overall, what are your thoughts on this approach and the impact we could see from these tariffs?
Well, I fully agree with your assessment there. Certainly we've been charged a lot of tariffs, a lot of trade restrictions, and we in agriculture have experienced that maybe as much as any industry in our economy. Whether tariffs are the right way to deal with it or not is a subject of debate, but it is amazing to me that as I watch the regular news outlet that you would think that the United States is the only one who charges tariffs and that we're being a bully. I think it's key that we're in China, where they control the message, that basically the people are being told it's the United States who's been using these unfair trade practices for many years. It's the United States that's been the bully. It's the United States that's declared war on China. And so that has resulted in a kind of unprecedented popularity for Xi Jinping in the midst of all this, because he's seen as the only world leader with the courage to stand up to the bully. And so even though this is having a tremendous negative impact on China's economy, the people are willing to sacrifice for the righteous cause, so to speak. And he's very popular. And as a result, I don't expect a deal anytime soon, because with all of the legal challenges to President Trump, he basically figures if I can drag this out and slow walk the negotiations, periodically agree to a 90-day pause, that eventually one of these legal challenges or eventually maybe lose control of Congress, Xi Jinping won't have to give up a thing in negotiations and be able to move forward with his objectives. Whereas here in the United States, it's a much different story. Ironically, we are seeing some of the economic data showing the negative impact of this, and much of that is because we lost tremendous consumer confidence. 70% of our economy is consumer-based, and in April, with all the negative headlines, the consumer got really scared, and the survey showed that they expected inflation to jump over 7%, even though that's higher than what the tariffs actually would impact. And so they quit buying, and that, in essence, then became self-fulfilling and turning some of the economic signals negative. Those consumer confidence numbers have started to improve significantly since then, but we still are dealing with some of the negative numbers, although the economy as a whole looks like it's holding up, and the odds of a recession now have dropped to something like 30%, down from 60% originally.
Now, you touched on something that I've been thinking a lot about, and that is the will of the American people. Do we have the will to go through what we may have to go through to bring about the changes we said we wanted? People pointed out a lot of things we didn't like, but to change it, that's going to take some will of power that I'm not sure we have in this country. I mean, I think over the years, how many times we heard about, let's buy American, let's support American products, and people go to the store and they see if it's a little cheaper from China or somewhere else, they tend to buy that for the most part. Now, I understand economies and pocketbooks and things like that, but I think this is going to be a great test of whether or not there's the willpower in this country to go through what we got to go through to make some of the changes many have said we wanted.
Yeah, I love this country. I think this is the greatest country in the world, and wouldn't want to live anywhere else. But I have to also acknowledge that we've become soft, and Xi Jinping knows that, and other world leaders know that as well. And we as consumers want what we want when we want it at the cheapest price possible. And we don't really have those core values that the greatest generation, you know, 50, 60, 70 years ago did to dictate our purchasing decisions. And I question whether the consumer is willing to make that sacrifice like the consumer in China is right now. Now, of course, they're only being told one side of the story, so that also affects that decision. It's also why when President Trump came into office and named Elon Musk head of the Doge Committee to cut government spending and talked about cutting government spending in Congress as well, I really questioned whether we would make a big difference. I hope that we do, but I question whether it would be effective. And I've been warning for 2 or 3 years that our national debt was going to start creating problems for our economy, and now it is. But I don't think that we as Americans are willing to make that sacrifice because we want what we want when we want it and let somebody else pay the price down the road. France had a similar debt-to-GDP ratio. They tried to lower it from 6.4% down to 5%, and the government was thrown out. Similar in Germany, similar in Canada. Our debt-to-GDP ratio is now approaching 7%. But there's not the political willpower by elected officials because they're worried about getting reelected to make the cuts necessary. The only country I can tell you who's really done a good job of this right now and turning things around, and they're still not out of the woods yet, but they're moving in the right direction, is Argentina. And that was only because it got so painful, so bad, that the younger voters said, in order to have a future, you're going to have to cut our programs. Go ahead. Cut our programs, cut our social programs so you can cut taxes and turn this economy around, take it from a public economy to a private economy because the pain got in deep enough to convince them to do that. I don't think we're there yet in America.
Yeah, I agree. I think if you took a poll of people said, do you think there's waste in government? They'd overwhelmingly would say yes. Do you think we ought to cut that waste? Overwhelmingly, people would say yes. But if you cut their program or something that they're getting something from, then that's a different answer, right? And we haven't reached that point where they're saying we're willing, yeah, even cut mine if it's going to help us overall.
Yeah, absolutely. And therefore, we move forward. We find ourselves where we are at today with these markets. We hope we get some trade agreements during this 90-day window that'll increase demand for our commodities. Apparently, we're on the cusp of one with Vietnam, but even though we're talking about $2 billion in ag commodity purchases, they already make significant purchases from us. So we have to look, okay, is this actually an increase or just affirmation or what they're already doing? We hope to have an agreement with Japan and maybe India soon as well and maybe get some momentum going. But I think most of those countries will try to use as much of that 90-day window as possible to get the best agreement they can.
Yeah, President Trump will have to start showing some results soon. Some of these things take time, and whether or not people will be willing to wait remains to be seen. We're talking with Arlen Suderman, chief economist for StoneX. I wanted to ask you about the grain markets and where you think we're at. And, we're kind of shifted that time of year. We're looking at weather and production, but the markets pretty much figure we're going to grow a crop until proven otherwise. So how do you see the markets, the commodity markets playing out here through the summer?
There's two factors that I think are going to be key this summer. One is the supply side, which is weather determined, like you said, and both corn and soybeans, a 5% reduction national average yield would justify rationing demand with higher prices. Will we get that or not? We don't know. Will we get a scare to give us a selling opportunity? Not. We don't know. Odds are we will, but we don't know that. The other is the demand side, and a big piece of that demand side is going to be biofuels and what the Trump administration policy is for biofuel. That breaks down into three components. That would be the RVOs or the blending requirements. It's also the small refinery exemptions or the SREs. And then the third is the funding mechanism, which is the 45Z guidelines that are in the tax bill, the one beautiful bill, if you will, that it's called going through Congress. The House had a very favorable, for the most part, 45Z funding mechanism. Now it's whether that'll get changed in the Senate. The other two components we hope to hear from the Trump administration within days. Any day we should hear that. Once we get all of that, then we'll start focusing more on the supply side. We're cautiously optimistic that when you put all the pieces together, it's going to be net positive for domestic demand, but we simply won't know until we know. That's going to be critical. It could be really, really bullish. It could be bearish, or it could be something in between on the demand side.
Hey, real quick on this cattle market, I guess until we can rebuild the herd, we're gonna see these kind of prices, right?
Yeah, and until unless the consumer quits paying for it, and that's going to be the key overall. But when you look at the numbers, they're starting to really get tight. We have the record carcass weight and imports. That's been not enough in order to supply the protein we need. So prices keep going higher until trying to find that point where the consumer simply won't pay it. Some of the better consumer numbers lately give us a little bit of hope that maybe we can go higher, but we'll see.
We'll see. Arlen, I miss our conversations. Good to talk with you again.
I fully agree. I'd like to do it more often.
Take care. Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist for StoneX. Next, a report from World Pork Expo in Des Moines, right here on AOA. Stay with us.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Pro football and fatherhood have taught me you need the right equipment for what life throws your way, including an opioid emergency. I've lost teammates and loved ones to opioid poisoning. It's the leading cause of accidental death in the U.S. But now I have the power to save a life, and so do you. Lay, spray, stay. Three words to help save someone in need. Lay the person on their back. Use Narcan nasal spray as directed to reverse the effects of an opioid emergency. Dial 911 and stay with them until emergency help arrives. Continue to administer additional doses as needed. An opioid poisoning can happen to anyone, anywhere, anytime. So learn the signs and symptoms of an opioid emergency and always be ready to rescue. Learn more at readytorescue.com.
Yeah.
If you don't have final expense life insurance, this message is for you. LifeCare provides valuable information about whole life insurance to help cover final expenses, medical bills, burial costs, and other final expenses. Enrollment is fast and available to anyone between the ages of 50 and 80. No medical exam, no lengthy questionnaires, and no waiting period. Just answer a few questions and we will do the rest. With the average funeral costing $9,420 and Social Security only paying $255, you need simple peace of mind for you and your whole family. Don't leave behind unpaid expenses. Your premium will never increase. Your policy will have a cash value and a death benefit that can never decrease. To find out how you can get final expense life insurance with a lifetime lock, call 800-260-7322. That's 800-260-7322. 800-260-7322.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back again. Mike Adams sitting in for Jesse Allen. And we're very happy to welcome our very own Susan Littlefield from World Pork Expo in Des Moines. Susan, my first chance to congratulate you and say how great it is to have you with the with Farm and Ranch Media and the American Ag Network. Great to have you with us from World Pork Expo. How are things going?
It is going great. And by the way, thank you so much. It's hard to believe it's been 2 months, but it has been absolutely an amazing ride to this point. And, you know, your name has come up in conversation, including our dinner tonight. Somebody asked poor Riley if he was going to take on the Mike Adams challenge tonight at dinner. So we'll see what happens if he can fill the role of you. So we'll see what happens.
Well, you know, it's pass the mantle, you know, pass the torch, and someone will take it up. But if once you eat the whole meal, then you got to have a big dessert with it to really do it. So I'll be anxious to hear how it goes, okay?
And see who else hasn't cleaned all the meat off their plate and say, well, if you're not going to eat the rest of that, I'll take that. So,
yeah, that's right.
That a great place to
yeah, I miss those meals, good times, and I know that you'll enjoy that at the machining shed. And their business may have dropped off a little bit since I retired. I haven't been back.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to see if they still have a chair with your name on it.
Well, how's things starting? What's the weather like in Des Moines for World Pork Expo?
It is absolutely gorgeous. I mean, obviously, there's a little bit of a weather air quality concerns, but that's because of everything that's to the north of us in Canada with those fires. But a beautiful day. There's a nice breeze. The sun is out. They got some rain. So everything looks clean and smells fresh. And folks are raring to go. There's so much that Mike's going to be happening over the next 2 days. Did you know that they have over 10,000, speaking of food, 10,000 mouthwatering pork lunches that are served at the Big Grill here on the show grounds? So we're looking forward to kind of seeing what they're going to be offering up. And there's shows that's going on. They've got more than 10,000 pork producers and ag professionals that are going to be here from all around the world to learn more about what's going on in this pork industry.
What is the mood among pork producers, and what are some of the key issues that you'll get information on the next couple of days?
You know, the biggest mood, I think, is the positivity that's going on, you know, with demand and consumers really weighing in. And I think that's kind of the theme all across agriculture when it comes to the livestock side of it. It's what consumers want, what consumers are looking for when it comes to food. And, you know, they just recently unveiled a brand new consumer-located campaign called Taste What Pork Can Do. And so I think that has been kind of the excitement here at World Pork Expo because, you know, these pork producers are finding out what these next generations. I mean, pork has always been the center of the plate, but now pork is the meal. And that's kind of a cool thing that is happening. And they're showcasing all the different things that pork can do and then saving the consumers money when they're buying those pork loins, how many different types of meals they can make out of it, but then also showcasing the hard work that is done by these pork producers every single day to be able to raise the pork that people are going to pick up at their local grocery stores and butchers.
With the new administration, new USDA and other agencies, kind of a feeling out process, what seems to be the landscape for the pork industry? Are they optimistic, cautiously optimistic? What would you say?
You know, I think the feel I'm getting is cautiously optimistic. I mean, they're closely watching what's happening with tariff discussions like everybody else is. But they know that their biggest partner to the South, being Mexico, and the desire and the passion that is there for their pork. And I think when they've got organizations like U.S. Meat Export Federation in their back pocket, I think that really helps kind of maybe relieve a little bit of the stress. Because they know that organizations like that are, you know, boots on the ground helping to continue to promote pork, whether, you know, it's in Mexico, whether it's in Chile, where other areas of South America, you know, but they also know that things can change in a moment and the demand that they've had might go away or might get lessened. But optimistic, I guess I would, if I was to sum it up, Mike, in one word, that would be it.
Always concern about diseases coming into this country and the work that goes on to keep them out. And that's always a huge focus, isn't it?
Oh, it is. You know, and biosecurity is something that is on every pork producer's mind, whether they're looking at their own barns or they're looking at coming to a show here. You know, it's kind of funny. This morning at the hotel, I had a great conversation with a gentleman who said when he comes to World Pork Expo, he gets a new pair of tennis shoes. And he says, but those tennis shoes don't come home with me. He goes, I will, when I leave the grounds and we stop to fuel up for gas, those tennis shoes go in the garbage. He says, only reason being is I'm amongst pork producers from all over the world. And I don't want to possibly bring something home. He says, I could clean the bottom of my shoes. I could do all of that. But for me, biosecurity is just that simple as taking that new pair of tennis shoes and dropping them in the garbage. So, you know, I mean, it's kind of, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, and that's a good reminder to everyone about the measures that have to be taken to protect our animals and, of course, our food supply. I was going to say that World Pork Expo is such a great combination of information for producers to help them, but also information for consumers about why they should choose pork, why it's a good, healthy choice for them and their families.
Oh, absolutely. And as this new campaign is really being unrolled, it's only been out for 30 days, Taste What Pork Can Do. It is going to be on the digital platform. The reason being, and we're not going to see this much in the Midwest. We're not going to see that huge push on the campaign like we, you know, might have seen with the old one because they're really focusing on those core high-eating areas and looking at getting those Gen Zs and others to log on to Taste What Pork Can Do, knowing that this isn't the pork your great-grandparents used to eat by any means. And so, you know, I pulled up an interesting statistic, and, you know, you talk about pork production, and it contributes more than $62 billion. That's billion with a B, gross domestic product each year. And it actually, over 500,000 jobs are supported because of the pork industry. So we know it's a very much a vital part of rural America, but very much it's a vital part of feeding not only this country, but those on our, you know, on our outlying areas that continue to import our great product.
Well, it's always a great event. Enjoy the machine shed and have some delicious pork on me, okay?
Sounds good. We'll send you pictures of all of this saying hi to you. Thanks so much, Mike.
Looking forward to it. Thank you. Susan Littlefield with the Farm and Ranch Media and American Ag Network. They're covering World Pork Expo for us. Thanks for being with us today. I'll be back tomorrow. Hope you'll join us right here on AOA.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works.
Call 800-489-9547. 800-489-9547. 800-489-9547.
Consolidated Credit Solutions Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Kansas CSO 0019051. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 892. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Actual interest rates, length of program, and monthly payment reductions will vary by consumer and creditor. Yours could be higher or lower. Not a loan company. We do not lend money.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-931-3030. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-931-3030 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Buying a new car might make you say things like,
I can't believe it.
Seriously, it's ours?
Is this real life?
Move it. Yeah, it's real life, all right.
But what you really need to say is something that can protect your new ride.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yep, we're here to help you choose the coverage you need. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durant, Downsville, Pepin. And...